Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Thursday, the 4th of April. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. And we had the storm overnight, depending on where you were as to whether you're waking up with bare ground, a little bit of sleet on the ground, or some snow. The snow, of course, up in the 495 Route 2, up into New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. For Greater Boston today, we're going to see the storm winding down. Rain possibly mixed with snow and sleet here this morning. The dry slot, the upper level low, is passing over us this morning. Temperatures in the upper 30s. The winds, which have been really gusty overnight, about 7,000 to 8,000 people without power this morning, will tend to diminish a little bit here this afternoon. So you'll notice the winds decreasing as well as the precipitation. Tonight, cloudy, temperatures down near freezing. Tomorrow, a couple of spritzes of rain. It could be some snow in the higher elevations, temperatures in the 40s, but no accumulation. It would just be some wet snow flakes, snow showers. And then Friday night, mostly cloudy, temperatures in the 30s. Saturday, a couple of rain showers, more clouds, unsettled, temperatures in the low 40s. And even Sunday, still cloudy, some glimpses of sun, temperatures in the 40s, a little breezy as well. We should clear out for Monday for the eclipse. Is it going to be completely clear? There's a little system. You know, this is the problem with forecasting clouds in a three-minute window, right? There's a little system that's going to be kind of moving down from the north. So those clouds could cross the area right at the eclipse time. And even in areas which are going to or forecast to see totality, we'll have to wait and see, you know, what type of clouds end up materializing. And, you know, as we go through the weekend here, it's still Thursday, so we got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, obviously. We'll see where it looks like those clouds are going to, you know, pop up. And cloud forecasting is one of the toughest things to forecast. And again, forecasting clouds in a three-minute window in a little 100-mile path is impossible. You know, unless we knew it was going to be completely clear, which it's not, there will be some clouds in that area. So keep an eye on that. And then it looks like it is going to be warm on Monday. Temperatures up near 60 and staying, you know, upper 50s on Tuesday and into the 50s on Wednesday. There may be some cooler air trying to move in from the north at that point. Backdoor cold front, we'll have to wait and see whether or not that happens. But the big storm, which brought a lot of rain and heavy snow up through ski country, is going to wind down today. And the winds are as well. Have a great day, everybody.